From the birthplace of radio's greatest era. Now, from New York, it's Radio Night Live with Kevin McCullough. Unlike anything else on radio today, it's a front row seat for great information with today's leading experts. The Millionaire Maker, Hillary Kramer. Travel with Valerie Delia. The Fox News Medical All-Stars featuring Dr. Mark Siegel, Dr. Marty McCary, Dr. Jeanette Nishwat, and the OG, Dr. Nicole Sapphire. Legal analysis from former prosecutor and court journalism superstar Imran Ansari and Christine Nicholas. The quintessential heartbeat to New York hospitality. All joining legendary broadcast pro Kevin McCullough on a mission unlike any other, united to bring back New York. Now, live from Studio 111, here's Kevin McCullough.
Oh, yeah. Thank you, Lonnie Perkins. It's Friday, and Christine Nicholas is back, my very much valued co-host on Friday nights. I'd be so lost, but I was so proud of myself, Christine. Because I texted you and Nick and AB all in the middle of your week because I was doing my part.
Maybe Dwight killed my cat.
All right, if you know anything about the TV show called The Office, you know that that was Angela Kinsey, and you know that her character on The Office, she was dating Dwight Schrute. If you don't know anything about the show, just imagine a dude named Dwight Schrute. But they were secretly boyfriend and girlfriend. She asked him to watch the cat over lunch hour. He took it home and found it dead and stuck it in the freezer. Problem was, it wasn't quite dead. Woke up, chawed through all the frozen potatoes, and it's a classic scene. But they reacted it out this last week when Jenna Fischer and Angela Kinsey were at the town hall, and the Office BFFs is kind of the name of their podcast and so forth. Just another great addition. What do you call those shows, Christine? Because, like, the town hall doesn't open and do, like, a season of a production. They have various groups that come in.
They do special runs.
Right.
They're special runs or just signature. They have a few signature things. But Town Hall is amazing.
Yeah.
You know, it really is one of those signature theaters. It is has so much history in it. Really.
It was started by the 1920 suffragists. Is that correct?
That's right. Yeah, they needed a place to make their speeches.
That's the woman's movement I could get behind. See, whenever you talk about feminism history, Susan B. Anthony, the suffragists, that was the real watershed, you know, equality march that you know, gave women the right to buy property, do business, vote, do all this stuff that wasn't connected and should have never not been law, but it actually was. And I'm a big, big, big fan of the suffragists. So when I found that out, I was like, this is a cool place. It's kind of intimate. It's not nearly as big as some of the other rooms.
It's made so that every seat in the house is a great seat in the house. So there's not a bad seat in the house. Is what that term came from Town Hall.
Oh, really? The whole phrase, the expression,
no bad seat in the house. The whole phrase was because of Town Hall, yeah. McKeed White, they created it so that the sound and the sights were perfect.
Well, tickets were very reasonable for our event, and when I was comparing the Office BFFs that I knew my wife was just going to go nuts for versus, like, the Coldplay concert that's coming to the Giant Stadium this summer, you know, 600 for nosebleed to hear Coldplay versus, you know, $120 to see the Office BFFs. And it was a lovely, lovely experience. We would do it again in a heartbeat. So, we had a great time, and I felt it was fun. It was fun to be in the Broadway kind of ethos of everything, because the street was humming. The eateries were just, you know, jammed up and down. And when we were done, we went because you know that the bride is a foodie. We went down a block, so we're on 43rd. We went over to 6th. We went down a block to 42nd, and we were only a half block up from Gabriel Crotours, which is a 2-star Michelin chef. And they were open. The bar was open late. We were able to get a little appetizer. I'm going to tell you, the mushroom tart that they brought us with our drinks had about 16 layers of flavor built into it. You could see why Gabriel Crotour is a double Michelin star eatery. But it was a fantastic date night, and just couldn't have been any better.
No, that's great. And that is a wonderful area. By the way, that's where our office is. We're right on 44th, 43rd, and 44th Street. So it's a terrific neighborhood, not far from Grand Central. We have a lot of nice restaurants in that area. One of my favorites, Café en Deux Toits, was right there. And also the Hunt and Fish Club. Remember all the great food that we sampled at the Hunt and Fish Club back on September 17th. Yeah.
That's it.
So you will not go hungry.
Real quickly, give us a preview of what's coming up.
Well, on tonight's show, we are going to celebrate the great outdoors. We know it's going to be hot tomorrow, so there are ways of beating the heat. One of them is to go out to the Statue of Liberty, Ellis Island. So we're going to bring back Mike Burke to talk about that. He runs the ferry system over there. And then our good friend Adrian Benepe, former commissioner of New York City Parks, is going to tell us what's going on out at the Brooklyn Botanic Garden, which some people may think is just for the birds. But we will hear otherwise from Adrian and Maya. And what is happening out there?
That pun took flight very, very like an injured wing. It just, you know, it never quite got off the ground. But you landed it, so you know it was good.
Thank you.
We'll try to avoid the rest of aviation puns as we go through. No, I'm looking forward to that. And if it's as nice as what it appears to be, if you go to bbg.org, it's going to be really lovely. Bride's family, you know, are architects. And so any type of architectural contests are always very intriguing to them. And they've kind of combined such a thing with the bird exhibit. I won't give all the details.
Right. Well,
away,
put it into context, though, Kevin, right? I mean, this is a bird exhibit about birds, celebrating birds, but it's in New York City. At the end of the day, what is the driving
factor in
New York City? It's all real estate, right? So they're doing a whole thing about architecture with birdhouses, but we're going to hear more about that from Adrian. But let's keep it real, right? I mean, real estate, get it? Keep it real.
I got it. That's,
okay, I know.
Puns right, are neither one of our strengths.
We need like a rim shot. Come on.
No one's going to tell us to leave our day job. Let's put it that way.
That is for sure. That is for sure.
Okay, and then we're going to talk about the statue cruises. And friends, if you haven't been aware, the cruise lines are open. You can get back out there. You'll know this as soon as I start asking about it. But what is the big, like, picnic event that they have on, I think it's Statue Island, where everyone dresses in, like...
It's actually on Governor's Island. I mean, you still have to go downtown to get your ferry to Governor's Island. But that is, it's like a big 1920s where you have to, dress in your finest, and it's the Roaring Twenties, and it really is a lot of fun.
I don't care what anybody says. I'm not squeezing into a corset for anybody. It's not just not doing it.
You don't need one, Kevin. And come on, but you already have the mustache. You might need to grow it on
true.
The sides and roll it. Yeah, you have the mustache.
Well, I think if I grew it that long and rolled it, I don't think I'd be welcome back home for a little while. So I think I'm getting away with about as much facial hair as I can right now. She's Christine Nicholas. I'm Kevin McCullough. Big special guest coming up. We're going to talk cruising. We're going to talk birding. And then we've got some tips for your weekend. Stay here.
Listen to us online at am970theanswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or Odyssey.com.
2000 Mules, the explosive new movie from Dinesh D'Souza, executive produced by Salem Media Group, tells the story of the ones who tried to hijack a presidential election and exposes the jaw-dropping evidence about what really happened in November of 2020. Visit 2000mules.com to get your tickets today for this one-of-a-kind virtual event. That's the number 2000mules.com. The truth has finally been exposed. Thousands across the country are attending the nationwide theatrical release. In case you missed it or you want to see 2000 Mules again, watch the special virtual event from the comfort of your own home May 7th. See the movie that Donald Trump calls a real blockbuster and participate in a live audience Q&A with Dinesh D'Souza, Eric Metaxas, Larry Elder, and others. Watch on any device with a web browser. Showtime begins at 8 p.m. Eastern on May 7th. Visit 2000mules.com to get your tickets today for this one-of-a-kind virtual event. That's the number 2000mules.com.
You have helped build MyPillow into an amazing company. Now Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO of MyPillow, wants to give back to you. Get great discounts on all MyPillow products. Go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the radio listener specials. Get deep discounts on MyPillow's mattress toppers, bed sheets, and so much more. Mike's newest product is MyPillow Towels, made in the USA with 100% USA cotton, offering a 6-piece set of bath, hand, and washcloths in a variety of colors. Originally priced at $109.99, now for a limited time reduced to $39.99. You heard right, $39.99 with the promo code AM970. Remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Call 800 800- 800-651-0798 for these great specials. That's 800-651-0798. Promo code AM970.
ReliefFactor.com, 800-500-8384. Relief Factor was developed by doctors. I met the chief architect, a very remarkable man, actually. And he's dedicated to reducing human pain. It's a pretty good goal. It works. And if it doesn't work, you'll know it within 3 weeks. That's what they tell you. So they give you a special cheap price for 3 weeks, $19.95. So if you have back pain, shoulder, neck, hip, knee, or foot pain from exercise or just getting older, you should order the 3-week quick start, discounted to only $19.95, to see if it will work for you. It has for about 70% of the 500,000 people who've tried it, and they've ordered more. Go to ReliefFactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF, the number 4-RELIEF, to find out about this offer. Feel the difference.
Listen to us online at AM970TheAnswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or Odyssey.com.
When you listen to this station, you get the idea of why we exist and what we can do to make this a better place. We all know that America is not what it should be. The hosts of this channel are not willing to accept it the way it is. These hosts want to build America back and make this country the leader on the world stage. It can be done. Stick with us to find out how. AM970, The Answer. Did you listen to our podcasts? Hear them now on our website at AM970TheAnswer.com. From New York, it's Radio Night Live with Kevin McCullough.
Well, thank you, Lonnie Perkins. It's always a pleasure to be with your friend on a Friday night, and I make no bones about it. This is one of my favorite hours of the show for the whole week that I do because, well, it just doesn't get more fun than Christine Nicholas and Kevin McCullough behind a microphone. We have a little too much fun sometimes, Christine, even in the midst of having your office or home renovated. We're still figuring all that out. So we've got a big show yet in front of us.
That's why you should just go back to the office. That's why when I go back to the office, which I've been, this was the one day that I decided, oh, I'm going to work from home because I had a couple of appointments. I can't wait to get back to the office.
No, that's good advice. And we need you. We need people in the offices in Manhattan. That's the important part. Well, reintroduce for us Mike Burke, who we had on, I think it was about a year ago, the last time he was with us.
Yeah, we did. Well, Mike Burke is a good friend to Radio Night Live. He heads up Statue Cruises here in New York City. And Statue Cruises is the official, the only ferry operator, I will say, that takes you to Statue of Liberty and Ellis Island. Mike Burke has had a career on the water. He's been with Statue Cruises now for, oh gosh, I think, Mike, what is it, 12 years or so?
Even more. We're in year 14 of a 10-year contract.
Wait a second. We got to figure out that math, but maybe we shouldn't think too hard about it. But then, you know, prior to Statue Cruises, he was with Circle Line. So, I mean, but it just, you know, for somebody who really understands how to navigate, if you will, the choppy waters that tourism is going through since pandemic, Mike Burke is your man. So welcome back, Mike Burke.
Thank you very much, Christine and Kevin. We're glad to be back, and we're glad to be operating much closer to normal, whatever normal is, the new normal. But we are approaching historical ridership and volumes. It's interesting, our international component is still only 21% of our ridership, and it's predominantly from different countries than we would have experienced in the past. Mexico is a big player, Italy and is not yet. France and the UK are somewhat back. Canada is slowly coming back. Germany is still down. So it's a little unusual, a little bumpy, but we're about 70% of our normal visitation. Put that in real terms, last year when we spoke, we were doing 2,300 people a day. Now we're well over 7,000 a day. So it's, we'd like to be 11,000 a day where we should be, but it's certainly a dramatic improvement.
Well, it is. And, you know, we got to talk a little bit about, I'm very curious about the demographics and how that's changed, Mike, and what you're seeing and the challenges. But how do we get that 7,000 a day up to the 11,000, 14. I mean, I think on a peak day in the summertime, you've had as many as 16,000. Is that right?
Sure. I mean, we had one day about 10 years ago, we had 27,000. I mean,
oh my gosh.
Yeah, that was a very big, big afternoon. It fell on the heels of a rainy July 4th, followed by a spectacular July 5th on a Saturday. So we can't count on those sort of days. It doesn't keep us from hoping to keep growing. You know, we started the January at about 50% of historical, and now we're up to 70, and we're hopeful in the summer months we'll be about 80% of where we would normally be.
Well, you know, it's interesting, Christine, as I'm thinking about back to the last Broadway Association lunch, and, you know, the hotel guys were there from two different hotel units in the Broadway district. They were talking right. about an 85% capacity through the year's end. And it sounds like, Mike, you're kind of in line with what those guys are saying. And if you're saying that it's, you know, a lot of international and people from out of the area that are coming back, it seems like we're on the right track. Are there things that we could do locally that can get you there faster or closer? How do the natives around here that really believe in everything that you know, City Cruises is helping people uncover and discover in their lives? How do we help you get there?
Well, some of it's organic. I mean, the past month we've experienced seemingly sudden the growth of school groups coming back.
That's great news.
Second graders, high schoolers, the whole mix. Seniors have been a little lagging. Now that could be a multitude of reasons. Maybe they're not traveling quite as much. But locally, you know, we've had good support in the past from NYPD, from the National Park Service. Certainly, they're our partner here. City Parks. You know, there's a giant renovation project. Soon to begin at the Battery, and that is going to be a challenge. It's already cut back our departure locations from 2 to 1. So, you know, what that means in real terms, we can run 3 boats an hour, not 4. Oh. And by the way, the math is pretty simple. When I say we're going to do 75 or 80 this summer, we couldn't do 100.
Okay, just because pure capacity is not going to allow it.
Yeah.
Well, if you are listening and you're thinking to yourself, well, our Sunday school class or, you know, the PTA or whatever, the softball team, we could all do a day out to the island. Go to cityexperiences.com, and you can find out all the information and book it real simply and real easy. You know, Mike, you were saying about seniors. I was just at Christine, our great sponsor, Holland Christian Home, this last week here in New Jersey, and paid a visit. And, you know, the kind of anticipation of, you know, what the city's dealing with right now and talking about maybe going back to indoor masks and stuff. I don't think any of this helps you guys that are trying to get things wrapped back up. But I can see why the senior population would be a little bit slower to you know, jump in and go for it just because of the dangers.
One of the interesting things, Kevin, we've experienced, we've required masks because we follow the federal transportation mandate.
Yeah.
And I don't believe that's hurt our visitation one bit, because I think people feel safe. They can remove their masks in the open space on the upper deck, so they enjoy it as they always did. On the island, the Park Service no longer requires masks in either of the museums on Ellis or Liberty Island. So it's really just for the security screening and and the boat ride if you're indoors. So,
well, when we come back from this break, Mike, I know you've got a big announcement coming up next week. We'll get into that and a little bit more, but we're visiting with our friend Mike Burke from City Cruises. City Experiences is the website, cityexperiences.com. You can see the different levels of trips and rides and so forth. And they've got a great deal for people that want to go different ages. Just go and check it out. And there's a lot yet to do in getting us back. But, man, I love, Christine, the feel. Almost every week we talk to people on this show. We're getting closer and closer, and it's starting to feel like New York again. Also, we've got another guest coming up a little bit later. Again, a repeat. Adrian Benepi will be back with us, and we'll talk with them about the Botanic Garden, what's going on out there. So it's a big show. Stay here. Coming right back.
MagnaFlood has been a leading name in outdoor and area lighting for over 70 years. Family-owned and operated since 1951, they've built a loyal following by maintaining control over the manufacturing and production process and with their outstanding customer service. From CAD to completion, from drawings to finishing fixtures, everything is done all under one roof. MagnaFlood supplies lighting solutions for the Port Authority of New York and New Jersey, the School Construction Authority, New York State Bridge Authority, and the Metropolitan Transportation Authority, among others. If you've ever driven over the Brooklyn Bridge or taken a trip to Grant's Tomb, you've seen MagnaFlood's incredible lighting. They've recently manufactured over 18,000 new lighting fixtures for installation on New York City streets and in parks, as well as in cities across the country. With their manufacturing facility in the heart of Long Island, their in-house capabilities include molding, welding, painting, fabricating, and much more. Call 631-226-1000 or visit MagnaFlood.com for your outdoor lighting needs. MagnaFlood, lighting your way.
In 2008, I wrote the book, The Dumbest Generation. This is Mark Bauerlein. My first book chronicled the millennials who spent time staring at screens with extravagant hopes of a high-tech future. They were confident, optimistic, ambitious. Technology was to make millennials the smartest generation. In truth, it robbed them of faith, patriotism, history, art, literature, civics. The mentors didn't give them beauty and truth and greatness. Instead, millennials have looked for answers in utopian dreams of perfect justice and universal happiness that will only disappoint them. At age 30, they go for cancel culture. My new book, The Dumbest Generation Grows Up, From Stupefied Youth to Dangerous Adults, lays out the wreckage and shows how to rescue the next generation. If you'd like to learn more about my work, listen to my podcast at First Things Magazine, www.firstthings.com, www.firstthings.com.
From best-selling author Mark Bauerlein, get the essential new book, The Dumbest Generation Grows Up, available wherever books are sold.
Listen to us online at am970theanswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or odyssey.com.
Listen to us anywhere. TuneIn.com, iHeartRadio.com. Get the app at am970theanswer.com.
Back to Kevin McCullough and Radio Night Live from New York.
Honored to have you with us and honored to have our guest, Mike Burke, back with us, COO of Park Services, the City Experiences, and City Cruises is where you see him. And if you could see us tonight, we're wearing our City Cruises hat, all of us except Christine. She's got the glamorous hair flowing for her.
I'll tell you why, because this weekend is going to be a very warm weekend. So what better place to be than on the top deck of a ferry going to
there
Statue
Cruises?
There
you go.
Statue Cruises ferry going to Ellis Island or the Statue of Liberty. So I don't need a hat, okay, because I will let the cool breezes blow through my hair. So,
this is a good time for people to book cruises because it's the days are perfect. They're not too hot, and it's a lovely, lovely time of year.
Thank you, Kevin. And it's three boat trips, so you go from New York to Liberty Island to Ellis Island and back. So it's really, you can spend the day on the water without that, and the view from the islands is spectacular, of course, of New York City. And booking is quite easy. You can go online, buy your ticket or tickets, hopefully, and then just present your QR code. You don't have to stop at a ticket booth. You don't have to have a paper ticket. Scan the code and go through screening, and you get on the boat and take a ride.
Yeah, it's increasingly the way it's going.
That's a great point, Mike Burke. Question for you, though. And so we've been at this for a long time. I mean, you've been with Statue Cruises now for 14 years. They do an amazing job. I'm curious how the QR code or the paperless tickets, has it evolved? I mean, have we seen more and more people to do the time ticketing that can help with, you don't have big lines now. So again, New Yorkers, this is your chance to go out to the Statue or Ellis. You have no excuse, but I am, in the past there have been long lines. So has that changed at all during the pandemic?
It has. We're about 80% advanced purchase now.
Wow.
When we started 14 years ago, it was probably 5 to 10%, and we had it.
Wow.
We worked at it hard, got it up to 30 or 40%. But I must say, the pandemic really pushed the contactless, the trip planning, all of those buzzwords you read about are true. And we follow all the trends. We're carrying, like every other member of NYC and Company, and the hotel people and the airlines, we're all carrying. We went from 50 to 60 to 70, or hopefully this summer to be 80% of normal visitation. And one of the ways of accommodating that is to have the reservation and advance purchase and the QR code and like the 21st century.
Yeah, if everything's on the phone, I'm finding that life is just a lot easier. You know, I kind of mocked the digital wallet when it came out on the iPhone. But, you know, I went to a show this week, Christine, and I didn't have to be worried about the tickets because when I bought them, they stuck them in my digital wallet. My bride and I showed up at the town hall and showed them the thing and they scanned it and we were in. I mean, it really has made life a completely different level of comfortable.
Right. Yep. And now you can't make the excuse with Statue Cruises. Oh, well, my ticket blew away.
Yeah.
You know, the phone's not going to blow away.
No.
What an advantage to not have to stand in line, because that really is probably, you know, a deterrent in some instances when people say, hey, let's go take a cruise. And they get over there and, you know, you've got an hour and a half wait. Well, I don't know if I want to do that. But if I can plan it ahead of time, I'm there.
No, the emphasis on trip planning now, and we accept cash at the ticket window, but people are not really motivated to go that way. So, you know, the pandemic in many ways pushed a trend that was already occurring.
And Mike Burke is our guest tonight, Statue Cruises. Mike, you've got some news that you're going to be announcing next week to make it even easier for us to get out to see the Statue
Absolutely.
Of Liberty. Can you share that with us now? It's an exclusive.
We get a scoop.
On May 28th, which is next Saturday, a week from tomorrow, we'll begin the Memorial Day weekend, and we'll be adding an extra hour per day. So the last departure will be at 4:30 instead of 3:30 from both New York City, the Battery, Liberty State Park, Jersey City. Now, that's a departure, but the islands themselves won't close until 6:15. So it'll be a nice long day for people if they can get on a boat at 9 in the morning. If they want to, they could stay out there till 6:15. So it's
What is the average trip, though? How long do people actually stay on the islands?
Well, there are tourists who are on a fast bell, and if they never get off the boat, they could be back at the Battery in an hour. But most people would get off the boat, and it's a self-guided tour in both places, audio tour on both islands, two museums, one on each island. So I would say the average would be 2 to 3 hours.
Good. So then if you get to Liberty, if you get to the Battery at 4:30 and you take that last boat, what a spectacular way to see the islands. I've done it. And I have to tell you, with my kids, we love the late afternoon passage because there really aren't any crowds and you can have an early dinner out there. There is concessions. And it's almost like a sunset cruise. I mean, it's really beautiful.
Great
so
idea.
I encourage you. Kevin, you take your little rugrats out there. That's the way to do it.
Yeah, great idea. Well, Mike Burke, thanks for being back with us, and we'll talk to you again soon. And let's go 11,000. I'm all in favor of 11K. It's Radio Night Live, friends. Don't go away.
My pleasure.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. Holland Christian Home is a Christian home for seniors, a place that will treat your loved one with kindness and respect. Located conveniently in North Hailden, New Jersey. Holland Christian Home is filled with fun activities, delicious meals, medical care, and more. Founded more than 125 years ago, Holland Christian Home provides for the physical, social, and various needs of the seniors they care for. HCHNJ.org is where they are online, or call Charlotte at 973-807-3245. You'll have the great peace of mind that comes from knowing that your mom or dad, aunt or uncle, friends or loved ones are in a warm and loving community. They have daily chapel services, hchnj.com, or call 973-807-3245 and tell Charlotte that Kevin said hello. hchnj.org or 973-807-3245. Holland Christian Home. Ask for Charlotte.
Public education has gone off the rails.
It's the most important domestic issue facing America today.
Critical race theory is dividing our children in ways that are unacceptable.
They're teaching these kids X-rated sex acts.
Our teachers are bullied. Parents are being shut out.
Less than one-third of America's school children are proficient in anything.
How do we empower parents to restore American values and get our public schools back on track?
You cannot use racism to eradicate racism.
Don't miss the powerful new movie, Whose Children Are They? exposing the dark side of our public school system and how we can stop the overreaching liberal regime to take our schools back. Whose children are they? Available now at salemnow.com.
Whose children are they?
Whose children are they?
Whose children are they? Available now at salemnow.com. Salemnow.com.
Listen to us online at am970theanswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or odyssey.com.
The word is out. People are abandoning their overpriced wireless carriers and flocking to Pure Talk for the same 5G coverage, but at a fraction of the price. In fact, the average family saves over $800 a year when switching from Verizon, AT&T, or T-Mobile. Get unlimited talk, text, and 6 gigs of data for just $30 a month. Go to puretalk.com, then enter promo code HALF OFF, and you'll save an additional 50% off your first month. That's puretalk.com, promo code HALF OFF.
Relief Factor. Pain relief that works, pain relief that's real, pain relief that is liberating tens of thousands of Americans from their daily pain, in me included. But not just me, people like Yvonne from California. This is Yvonne's story. Both my husband and I are in our 70s and are so grateful to have found Relief Factor. We tried so many other solutions, but none of them have given us the freedom of being pain-free like Relief Factor. Just those two words, pain-free. That should be you. That could be you. Find out today by ordering the 3-week quick starter pack for just $19.95 at relieffactor.com. It'll be at your door in 3 days or less. Take it morning and evening like I do, and I promise you Dr. G's guarantee by the end of those 3 weeks, you will know whether it works for you.
If you have back pain, shoulder, neck, hip, knee, or foot pain from exercise or even just getting older, you must order the 3-week quick start now. Discount it to only $19.95 to see if it will work for you too. I think it could. Give your body what it needs to heal itself. Go to relieffactor.com, call 800-500-8384, relieffactor.com.
Radio Night Live with Kevin McCullough, tonight at 7.
Always go, don't know where, always showing I don't care, don't love nobody, it's not worthwhile, all alone, I'm running wild.
And now, from New York, Radio Night Live, here's Kevin McCullough.
Thank you, Lonnie Perkins. Christine Nicholas, my sidekick on Fridays when we talk about all the fun things, tourism and otherwise, that are going on in the city. And Christine, tonight's been like old home week. We're having all of our friends back that we talked to in the dead of winter talking about things. And our next guest is no exception.
Well, I mean, you can't talk about New York City without talking about New York City parks. And Adrian Benepe, the former Parks Commissioner for New York City from 2002 to 2012, it just always comes to mind. And Adrian, thank you so much for your service to the city. Adrian added more than 800 acres of new parkland to New York City. So we are all very appreciative of that. And now Adrian is heading up the Brooklyn Botanic Garden. So you were with us back in December. I know it's going to be very hot this weekend, but back in December, you were with us and you were talking about a brand new winter program that you had, this beautiful lightscape. And so we're curious, how did that work out? I know you were keeping it, I think, late into January, but and will you do it again?
Yeah, so lightscape was a huge success artistically, programmatically, and financially, as it turned out. We didn't know it would be. But we had 151,000 people pass through our gates in the dead of winter when it's normally abandoned and cold and dark. And that was between late November and early January, 37 nights. 150,000 people came. We made a nice chunk of money when we thought we might lose some money. And, you know, we provided this great outdoor experience for people at a time when they want to be with families, doing something really fun around the holidays, but also feel safe because you're outdoors. So we've now, we've had our big spring with the cherry trees and the bluebells and all that. Now we're getting ready for something super exciting, something we've never done in summertime at Brooklyn Botanic Garden.
Which is?
Tell us about that.
Okay, well, we have, it's kind of came in serendipitously with Transom, what you will. We're doing a big summer show called For the Birds. And it's to celebrate the essential connection between birds and plants. Plants can't survive without birds, and birds can't survive without plants. We know that.
Right.
We also know that there's a terrible existential crisis afflicting birds. The Audubon Society and other scientists have estimated we've lost a third of our bird numbers since 1950. There are habitat loss, climate change, all kinds of things are afflicting birds. So we want to celebrate birds and celebrate the need to protect and conserve their habitat and help save birds. So what are we doing? We've got, so for the birds, the focus is on artist and architect designed birdhouses. We're going to have 40 birdhouses designed by some of the best and most famous artists and architects in the country, displayed all over the Brooklyn Botanic Garden grounds, starting, well, there's a preview party with our gala on June 7th, but the exhibition opens officially on June 11th. It goes through mid-October, so 4 months. In addition to the wonderful, spectacular birdhouses, which are quite fanciful, some birds may move in, but it's frankly not nesting season. So they're mainly artworks, and some famous architects like Stephen Hall and Walter Hood designed them.
Wow.
In addition to that, we're having all kinds of bird education, so interpretive panels that explain this connection between birds and plants, and particularly with a focus on children. Our Discovery Garden will have drop-in activities for children. We'll have gardens full of plants that are bird-friendly, that birds can eat, that are named for birds, so we have special plantings on display. Every weekend, there will be a bird walk, so you'll be able to come for a bird walk and learn the basics of birding every weekend. There'll be classes, our continuing education offers on bird art, bird discovery, bird learning. So it's all about for the birds, and probably a few cool concerts too with bird themes. This is all the brainchild of one person, a guy named Randall Poster, who's a very well-known Hollywood music supervisor who picks the songs for the movies of Martin Scorsese and Wes Anderson, among others, and did The Queen's Gambit and Boardwalk Empire. He won a Grammy for the soundtrack for Boardwalk Empire. Anyway, Randall was home during COVID, and for the first time living in the Bronx, he heard bird song. He said, you know, the only birds I knew growing up were Baltimore Orioles and Philadelphia Eagles. So, he, you know, the city kid heard birds for the first time, was entranced, and looked into it and found out their birds are beautiful, they're wonderful, and they're under threat. So he commissioned 180 musicians and 60 famous actors to create new songs and recite poems about birds. He's issuing a 20 LP set called the Birdsong Project. Proceeds go to the Audubon Society. His part two that he came to us with was commissioning artists to design birdhouses. And that's what we're doing. And it's going to be a great summer for the birds to learn about birds. So we expect a very busy summer at BBG.
That sounds incredible. Amazing. If you're just joining us, we're speaking with Adrian Benepe, president of the Brooklyn Botanic Garden. When Christine was introducing you, Adrian, I was thinking with your credentials as parks commissioner, you were kind of the Robert Moses of parks. You know, he expanded highways, you expanded parks.
He tripled the park system in size. His park work was just all good. He created Rockaway Beach. He created Orchard Beach. He built Riverside Park, East River Park. This was a major park maker.
Yeah.
And he did more park making than anyone since, including, you know, we did some great stuff under Mayor Giuliani, under Mayor Bloomberg. But the biggest single increase in parkland was done under Robert Moses over 26 years.
There were a lot of things that were first under him. Highways, traffic coming to and from the five boroughs. Really, really amazing.
And Christine, public housing, bridges.
Yep. And if he never had Christine, tourism wouldn't be what it is today. I mean, you would literally have a different city. Adrian, let me ask you this. It sounds like with the For the Birds exhibit, like this would be like super ideal for, because I know our schools go late into June in North Jersey, but school groups, particularly, you know, science classes and homeschool groups and, you know, all kinds of things that could come through, because this is just, how can you not just love birds? I mean, they're so beautiful.
Well, one of the things, you know, there were some silver linings to the pandemic. One was that a lot of people were home, and the only thing you could do is go outside, right? Because everything was closed, the gym, the theaters, the bars, restaurants. So people went outside and heard birds. And so there was a huge growth in birding and gardening, which are two things we do. So the combination of birds and flowers had a lot of support during the pandemic because you could get outside safely. It was also very quiet, so you could really hear the birds that spring of 2020. But yeah, it's going to be great educational potential. So people will be able to come and learn about how trees and plants depend on birds to disperse seeds. You know, they eat the fruit and disperse the seeds. The pollinators who come to the flowers from the bushes and shrubs and flowers get eaten by the birds. If there were no pollinators, there would be nothing for the birds to eat. So it's very much of this, you know, web of life that's interconnected between insects and birds and plants.
Yeah, entire
and
ecosystem.
That's all going to be explained at our garden. So as you say, Kevin, perfect for schools, school groups, summer camps.
Yeah.
We've got programs for teenagers, for adults, for children, and our children's garden. So it's going to be all birds all the time for 4 months at Brooklyn Botanic Garden. And something for everybody. It'll be great weekend family activities. We're going to have Thursday night cocktail parties. We'll have DJ sets. there's going to be so much activity. The question will not be, is there something fun to do at Brooklyn Botanic Garden this summer? It'll be like, which of the many things going on should I choose to go to?
Exactly.
So, urge people exactly to get that right. Membership, because then you can come for free.
Yeah. Well, go check out all the info at bbg.org, bbg.org, and see for yourself all of the great offerings that are coming up. But, Adrian, it's good to talk to you in the non-winter of our city. I think the last time we had you on was December. So, you know, it's fun seeing springtime behind you this time.
Well, this will be a great season of great content, not discontent, summer.
There you go. I like that.
We urge people to come out, enjoy the birds, enjoy the flowers, and enjoy this fantastic city we have, full of gardens, zoos, theaters, museums. We've got the best culture in the world, and horticulture is part of culture.
Yeah. All right. Uh-huh. BBG.org is where you go for more info. Adrian Benepi, thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you, Christine.
Coming right back with Christine's tips. Don't go away. Kevin McCullough and Todd Chapman, so glad to be able to talk to you today about why we are partnering with Food for the Poor at this radio station to help rush food to Ukrainian refugees. Call right now, 855-919-4673, 855-919-4673. You can go online to am970theanswer.com or call 855-919-4673. Todd Chapman.
If you have been watching, like so many of us have, the tragedy unfolding in Ukraine, and maybe you've said to yourself, wow, you know, it's just overwhelming. I want to make a difference, but I don't know even where to begin or what they need or how I could help provide it. We have the answer for you right now. Food. Food for the Poor is sending food to Ukrainian refugee families. And right now, food is already en route there, about 5 million meals in the pipeline as we speak. Many of these meals have already landed, but you can keep even more moving that direction. And by the way, these meals are going to be distributed by 3,500 pastors. We've got an amazing network of pastors that are trying to minister to these Ukrainian refugee families, but they can't do it without our help. I want to encourage you to be as generous as you can. Listen to this now. A gift of as little as $25 will send 100 meals to Ukraine. $25, 100 meals. The more you can give, the more meals you can send. It's 25 cents per meal, Kevin, to bless these families and give them the food they need.
As you heard Todd say, call right now, 855-919-4673, 855-919-4673. You can go online to am970theanswer.com or call 855-919-4673.
In November of 2020, the Democrats were up to no good. They were planning to pull off the greatest scheme of election fraud never before seen. They didn't think we would catch them, but we did. Find out what they did and how they did it in the new documentary film called 2,000 Mules, directed and narrated by renowned filmmaker Dinesh D'Souza and executive produced by Salem Media Group with research from TrueTheVote.org. 2,000 Mules tells the story of the ones who tried to hijack a presidential election. You'll see the actual video surveillance tapes. You'll see how we tracked their cell phones, box after box, as they get paid to carry out this illegal scheme. Watch the movie and decide for yourself. Attend a limited release premiere of 2,000 Mules on May 2nd or May 4th. Check your local listings and get your tickets today at 2000mules.com. That's the number 2000mules.com.
Listen to us online at am970theanswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or Odyssey.com.
Once again, from New York, here's Radio Night Live and Kevin McCullough.
Well, and as always, if you miss any part of the broadcast, get the podcast. It is the broadcast in your pocket on demand. I don't know if that would make it like a pocket cast, I guess, then. I'm starting to ramble similar to the former president. I don't mean to, but get the podcast if you miss any part of it. And you know what? It just strikes me, Christine, and AB and Nick, take note of this. All of your tips each week that we do, we need to release those on the social medias, like as soon as the show's over, like little bullet points about the stuff that you tell us to do, because it would be an easy way for people to find it. So, AB, if you will bullet point Christine's tips and then tag us all, I'll rebroadcast everywhere. And then you got good tips for your weekend, and you can see them all weekend long and have fun doing what Christine tells you about. But anyway, it is tip time, and there is Lady Nicholas herself.
Well, thank you, Mr. Kevin McCullough. Whatever they say about you, you are not for the birds. I won't say who told me that. There's information about the For the Birds that I just want to repeat, because if you're a member of the Brooklyn Botanic Garden, you get to go for free. Adults are 18 if you're not, seniors 12, children under 12 are free. So it's still very affordable. And if you go on Tuesday and Thursday, it's open late from 10 a.m. to 8:30 p.m. And then they're closed on Mondays, but they will be open for Memorial Day. So you can plan your trip, which is really a wonderful one. So put into your GPS 990 Washington Avenue in Brooklyn, or go to bbg.org. And then we spoke with Mike Burke with Statue Cruises. Also want to just remind, general admission, $24 for adults, 18 for seniors, 12 for children. If you're really ambitious, take the Hard Hat Tour of Ellis Island. It's a 90-minute guided tour of the unrestored Ellis Island, and including the immigrant hospital complex. It's $74 for adults, $68 for seniors. But I do want to wish you a happy National Pizza Party Day. Okay?
Yes.
Did you know that today, Friday, is National Pizza Party Day? I don't know what your favorite pizza place is, but Fornino has a great special in sync with National Pizza Party Day. So if you mention it, and they're based in Greenpoint, 849 Manhattan Avenue, I think you get something special.
Well, I will tell you, like, my favorite pizza place in the tri-state area. It's a classic. It's Danino's Pizza on Staten Island.
I like Goodfellas, which is one of my favorite pizza eateries. And that is based in Staten Island. And if you get the vodka pie, it is so soupy, you will need to eat it not only with a fork, but probably a spoon. But it is really tricky.
Wow, that's a lot of vodka sauce.
We might want to have the borough president, Vito Fisella, come on and talk about pizza. We could do a whole show just about pizza in Staten Island.
We could do it with him at a pizza eatery in Staten Island.
That would be fun.
Then we could sample everything while we talked about it.
It sounds like a delicious idea. So there is a 16th annual dance parade and festival where more than 10,000 dancers, DJs, musicians come together for the 16th annual dance parade. It is a big hoot. It takes place Saturday, May 21st in the afternoon, Tompkins Square Park in Lower Manhattan. Go to danceparade.org for more information.
Good stuff. All the tips from Christine Nicholas. That's it for Christine and Kev tonight. Have a great weekend. You can check out my national show tomorrow night on the Salem News Channel. We'll do Radio Night Live, the OG edition. AB, Nick Malone, Christine Nicholas, thank you so much as always. What a great show. I'm Kevin McCullough. Have a fantastic weekend.
Stand the ghost of a chance with you.